Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." So Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And Jesus said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to that friend at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set out.' And the friend answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though the friend will not get up and provide anything out of friendship, at least because of the neighbor's persistence, the friend will get up and provide whatever is needed. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asked for a fish, would give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asked for an egg, would give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So the disciples saw Jesus praying, and they asked him to teach them how to pray. And so he taught them, saying, "When you pray, pray like this. Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. Amen." Dear ones, I wish Jesus would come and teach me how to pray today. I pray that he would tell me the formula, that he would give me the words that would change the world. I wish he would give me the words for this moment. Because I've been praying the Jesus prayer for my entire life. And news alert, things are still really crappy. I've been praying that prayer and things are still really bad. People that I love are dying. And people that I don't know, but I still love, are starving. And people that we want to help are just beyond my reach. And still Jesus says, pray. But maybe it's not about having exactly the right words. Maybe it's about the doing of the praying. Maybe the thing about praying is the praying itself. Remember that after Jesus gave the disciples a very short formula for how to pray, he gave a much longer story after it. He spent more words on the story than he did on the prayer. Jesus told the disciples that there was a person who was receiving a guest late in the evening, and one should always provide the guest with something to eat, some place to lay their head, something to welcome them into your home, but he didn't have anything apparently, and so he went to his neighbor, and he says to the neighbor, "Hey, I've got someone at my door, can you help me?" And of course, it was late at night, and the neighbor said something like, "Get on your bike, yalla, bye." It's late, but the neighbor persisted and said, "No, I really need something. I need something." And eventually, because he persisted, all were fed. Everyone had a meal. Everyone had a place to lay their head. And I think this is a weird parable. I think it's weird because it shows people being people, right? Like, don't call me after 9 p.m. I'm sorry. It must be an emergency. And in fact, if you, like my best friend Stacy, in the second row over here, shows up after 10 p.m. on her flight from Chicago, you should just be happy that you got picked up from the airport, okay? And if all there is at the house is popcorn, that's what you got. It was delicious. Even had nutritional yeast on it, so it was delicious. This parable is weird because it seems to say that God values quantity, right, over quality. That the more we pray, maybe God will listen. The more words that we say, maybe God will listen then. The more we knock at the door, maybe then God will do something. But I just have to ask today, how many words will it take, do you think? How many words will it take until cancer is cured? And how many words will it take until our hearts are healed? And how many words until Gaza is liberated? And how many words until the world is set aright? I wish I knew how many words, because I would meet that word count right now. I would say all of those words. But the thing is, when Jesus taught us to pray, he used very few words, didn't he? He said, say thank you. Acknowledge that you are not all that there is in the world. Pray for strength. Ask for strength. And then he said, do it again and again and again and again. Pray. Jesus spent many more words telling us to be persistent than he did describing how we should pray. And I think that describes exactly where I am today. I don't know what to say, but I know that I need to say it. I know that I need to pray. I know that I need to do it again and again and again, and to remind myself that I am not all that there is. The people are crying out. They are being persistent, aren't they? The people are being persistent. If you're paying attention, the people are knocking at our doors. And so the question is not whether they are praying the right words. How can they say the right thing when they're saying, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm lost, I'm being arrested, I'm afraid? And we are the ones hearing the knock at our doors. We are the ones who are struggling with that question, do I answer the door tonight? Am I too tired? Do I just want to go to bed? What do I do? Last week, I had a friend from Jerusalem visit me, and she announced that she's marrying a man that she met in Jerusalem. He's from Dehesha refugee camp. He's a Muslim and she's a Christian. And she said when she met her future husband's family, they wanted to be hospitable to her. So they said, when does Maddie pray? Right? Because Muslims pray 5 times a day. And her future husband responded, oh, they pray whenever they want. Which is true. It's true. But also, it makes me think, we pray whenever we want. We pray without ceasing. We pray all the time. Are we? Are we praying all the time? And when we pray, what are we doing? Are we trying to say the right words? I think if prayer is saying the right words, then we're doing it wrong. But I think if prayer is opening ourselves to hear the voice of God and the voice of our neighbors, then that is what Jesus is asking us to do. Hear the voice of our neighbors. And so if we are praying without ceasing, that means we're listening without ceasing. That we are opening ourselves to hear the voices of others. We are letting ourselves be changed and inspired and open. I didn't know how to end this sermon today, because as you can tell, I'm asking a lot of questions. I'm asking a lot of questions about what it means to be a Christian in the world today. And then I got an email, as if I was listening, right? As if I was listening persistently. I got an email from my friend Shadia. Now, Shadia is a Christian from Nazareth. She's a Christian, a Palestinian Christian from Israel. And she's now studying theology in Vancouver. And she has been writing a lot. And one of the things that she's doing is writing new words to familiar hymns. So yesterday she emailed me and said, here's a hymn that I wrote. Do you like it? I do. I like it. And I also thought, this is the answer to what Jesus is asking us to do. Pray without ceasing. Pray and listen. Listen to the words of those who are knocking at the door, because if we hear it, we might be changed. And so I invite you to find the piece of paper that was added there. This is a hymn tune that you know, All Creatures of Our God and King. You know this one? I see some people saying, maybe. There are five verses. We've not sung this together before, but we are going to sing this in solidarity with Shadia and with the Palestinian people. I invite you to stand.
For people to be free, keeper of justice, olive tree.
Never see.